This is the Pretentious Wrestling Podcast, a production of ProWrestling.net. I'm Will, he's Jake. You can follow us on Twitter at @itswilltime and at @BarnettJake. On today's show, Roman Reigns' suspension and who he is after. So Jake, if you were to pick a way to turn Roman Reigns into a full heel, would you have gone drug user Roman Reigns as an on-air character?
It wouldn't have crossed my mind. But unapologetic drug user Roman Reigns is a great heel character. Let's be real.
Just have someone stumble upon a syringe in his dressing room?
Yeah, or just, you know, video packages with him, like, sneaking just pill after pill after pill in the locker room or something. I don't know. You know, I have no idea what caused him to pop positive.
Or
the drug test. You know, in most of these cases, it's, you know, you get turned on to a supplement or something, and you're not entirely certain of 100% of the ingredients, or all the ingredients aren't disclosed to you. And, you know,
like in Mean Girls, when Lindsay Lohan's character gives Regina George the Caltine bars to help her quote unquote lose weight, but they made her gain weight.
That's exactly where I was going.
Yeah. Roman Reigns is a classic Regina George.
Well, we don't really know the circumstances or what drug it was or how he got there. But I think the most interesting thing to look at is where do you go once he comes back? Because it's his first, you know, suspension for this type of stuff, and hopefully the last. But it really does give them an opportunity. You know, he's going to miss, you know, a pretty important month in WWE, you know, recent history, where got the draft coming up. He's supposed to be in the main event at Battleground. There's a lot of things he's going to be missing. And when he comes back, he has an opportunity now, post-brand split, to stake an entirely different character out for himself, if that's what they choose to do.
So, first question, do you think he's in the main event at Battleground? Like, we talk about it. It's outside the 30 days. I believe the 30 days is up on the Thursday of that week, and the main event of Battleground is Sunday. And right now it looks like he will be in that match. That match is still listed on WWE.com, and it was still advertised at Tuesday's SmackDown tapings.
I think that's the plan for now. I mean, in 2 or 3 weeks into the build, I mean, is it possible that they change their mind? I think certainly. I mean, they're well within their right to do so, given that they only have two of the three competitors to use on television to build up the match. But I'm assuming so. I think if he doesn't actively compete in it, if they change their mind and come up with some storyline reason why he can't be there, or just acknowledge the fact that he's suspended for, you know, taking a banned substance, you know, maybe you can just have him interfere or cause you know, problems in some extra, you know, curricular match way where he's not really, you know, booked for the match, but he ends up playing into the finish. Because I imagine he's going to be a main character. You know, he's not going to disappear from the main event scene just because of this, because, you know, again, we don't know the reason why he ended up in the situation he's in. But I don't think they're going to abandon all the work they put into Roman Reigns over this.
Yeah, one of the things Jason and I talked about on the .NET Weekly show that .NET members got to listen to yesterday and could still listen to today. There's a good plug. One of the things we talked about is he still is going to be in that position. Like, you're not going to see Roman Reigns jobbing to Bo Dallas on TV unless there's something really seriously wrong going on. And I don't think there's anything that wrong happening with Roman right now. It just seems like it was one thing. I think putting him in a competitive match, even though he did get pinned clean on Sunday, and then having him not just straight up lose to Seth Rollins, despite the fact that reports are, and I think if you look at the evidence, it's pretty clear WWE likely knew on Sunday and Monday about Roman's suspension, and may have known even sooner than that. If you look at them pivoting to Dean Ambrose, Roman Reigns, and Seth Rollins on Raw the week before, hey, it's very likely that they've known about the Roman suspension for a while, have plans in place, and Roman is going to come back and be Roman. But more interesting to me than, like, Roman being suspended, because there's only so much time I can spend talking about contaminated substances or contaminated supplements without wanting to, like, cry. What do you think Roman is, or who do you think Roman is when he returns from this? Who exactly is the Roman Reigns character. Does he just go back to being the guy and they pretend nothing happened? Because I don't think fans are going to allow Roman to do that. I guarantee you fans going to Battleground are already trying to dream up clever chants about Roman doing drugs.
I think it's a logical pivot for them to, you know, to make the case for him to be a heel. I mean, I don't see any reason why, you know, when he comes back, if you acknowledge the reason that he's gone on television, why the people who had been supporting him now don't have a perfectly good reason to boo him. And if they take that and run with it, it's a great chance to experiment with Roman Reigns. I mean, I don't know whether you commit to him being some dastardly heel on night one, but you can certainly, you know, send him out there with a heel, you know, leading promo where he is able to, you know, just kind of lean in a particular direction and then test the waters with something. And depending on, you know, how he's reacted to, you can either, you know, go full bore the following week or make adjustments on the fly. Because if I think people really do want to embrace him as a heel, but the big risk thus far has been, well, you know, he's kind of getting this split reaction where the crowd, you know, certain parts of the crowd want to cheer him, certain parts want to boo him. And if you turn him heel, does that just flip back around where people,
yeah,
you know, now you have an opportunity where you might get the majority of the crowd just to boo him anyway. So why not just embrace it and try to make him into a heel? And then, you know, if he succeeds in that, and I think there's a reason why, or at least a reason to believe that he would, because that's, you know, when the Shield first emerged and he was playing a heel, he seemed to have, you know, very good natural instincts with it. 6 months or 8 months or a year down the road or however long it takes to make him a success as a heel, then you can start, you know, planting those seeds of him turning back around again. But I think we've seen it before as a model for success where, you know, a guy who succeeds as a babyface and gets over that way, you know, crowds just sort of naturally gravitate towards cheering him at some point anyway. So they can sort of circle the wagons here and make him a success as a heel, and then that might get them to where they wanted to be originally anyway.
Yeah, I definitely think there's something to Roman Reigns as a heel here. And there's some, they don't have to, you know, you and I joked about unapologetic drug using Roman Reigns. You don't have to go that far. Roman was already kind of acting like a heel on Sunday and Monday. You, especially the things he was saying in the ring to Seth Rollins on Sunday night, you know, those were heelish statements. I think Roman was a little bit looser and kind of seemed a little, seemed a little more relaxed with who he got to be on those two nights. And that kind of led me to believe, oh, so Roman gets to be the guy that he kind of wants to be now. And the whole, you know, the guy character Roman was doing, you know, not a good guy, not a bad guy, I'm the guy. It was letting him do that anyways, but I think it took a step further with him just getting to kind of be unapologetic about it and not really play into anything that made fans cheer him. Today on ProWrestling.net, Zach Zimmerman will be live at the Cruiserweight Classic tapings at Full Sail University and will be posting his spoilers on the website. Plus, if you're a .NET member, you can listen to Zach's review of last night's NXT, my review of last night's Lucha Underground, you can read coverage on our ad-free site, and you are probably listening to Jason Powell and I talk all the big news of the week, the Roman Reigns suspension, Kurt Angle saying he's maybe coming back to WWE, and so much more on .NET Weekly. It was an action-packed show that went about over an hour with Jason and I. If you want access to all this audio, ad-free access to the site, access to the members forum, all of that good stuff, head over to ProWrestling.net, click the membership link, and for as low as $5.50 a month if you take the annual option, or just want to try it out, see how it feels, try it on for a month, you know, try it out for, say, the Roman Reigns suspension period, 30 days, a month. It's going to run you $7.50. We believe in what we do. We really believe in our membership, and we hope that you check it out and like it as well. Also, if you listen to the Ross Report podcast, I think Jason even offers a little discount code at the end of that bad boy. So make sure to check out Jason on the latest Ross Report podcast. More than anything, though, please support our show. Tell people you like us. Tell your friends about us. Review us on iTunes. Do all of that good stuff. We would greatly appreciate any support you want to give. And now, I'll stop rambling and get you back to the show. I wonder if that's the idea, ultimately. If it's that Roman is going to be unapologetic, his TV character, obviously, is going to come back, and he's just going to fight the way he has, and maybe he does cheat. Maybe he does lean a little bit one way. But more than anything, I wonder if they just give up and allow fans to boo him. They stop trying so hard to stop the negative reaction and say, cool, this is how you want to go. We're going to put him against people that you want to cheer, say Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins, and we're going to allow you to boo him. Because there's no way Roman isn't the least popular guy at Battleground, right?
Yeah, I think despite, you know, Seth Rollins' attempts at getting booed, he's failed, and people want to get behind him. And Dean Ambrose is, you know, as over as anybody on the card right now. I think, you know, both of them are, you know, top echelon babyface material if they want to push them that way. I don't know if, you know, if Dean Ambrose remains that way over the long haul, because he seems like a character, you know, that could eventually turn heel, because he sort of plays that frayed edge where you're not quite sure, you know, he's not predictable, you don't know exactly where he's coming from. But I think those two, at least for now, are in a very good position to, you know, embrace the babyface role, and Roman Reigns can be their antagonist. I think there's plenty of you know, reason to believe that Roman Reigns is a heel, you know, could believably, you know, if he's willing to bend the rules, you know, cheat to win against both of those guys. You know, he beat both of them clean in the past. So I think it's a fun dynamic to play with, because, you know, if you start to embrace the idea of Seth Rollins as a babyface character, then, you know, Roman Reigns as a heel suddenly becomes a lot more attractive, because, you know, I think Seth Rollins in particular has an offensive moveset that people really like to cheer, because he's athletic and he's, you know, he has, you know, very good counters and things like that. So it'll be a fun.
And Seth, you know, already wrestles. Watch. Seth already wrestles his big matches like a babyface. Look at, kind of at the height of his heeldom, the Royal Rumble in 2015 and the SummerSlam main event he and John Cena were on their way to having before Jon Stewart ruined everything in 2015. Like, those big matches, Seth was just like, yeah, I'm just going to Seth Rollins this. Is everyone okay with that? Cool. And he was great at it. I wonder who Roman is in a few months. What do you see Roman doing at SummerSlam? Assuming, I kind of assume they're not going to do the Shield triple threat again. And I think, you know, whatever they end up doing with the world title will have to do with what happens in that Shield triple threat. And there are plenty of theories we could talk about on a future episode involving the brand split, the world titles, all of that. What do you think Roman does at SummerSlam? Who do you think a good opponent for him at that show would be?
That's a good question. I think it'll depend a lot on over the next month, you know, Vince and crew deciding where exactly everybody's going to land on the brand split. I would assume that we're not going to see all three of these guys on the same brand. We're probably going to, maybe two of them might end up on the same brand together. Mm-hmm. But I'm, you know, I don't know exactly who you have Roman Reigns face, but if he's a heel, I say Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
If he's a babyface, like, still, I don't even know. Like, that's the hard part. Like, I don't really know what you do with him at that point. Like, he's going to continue to get reactions. He's going to have lost the faith of some of the people in the crowd that were already cheering for him. He'll be in a tough spot. But as a heel, man, John Cena is going to be tied up with AJ Styles more than likely. Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose will possibly be feuding with each other if they end up on the same brand.
Yeah.
I think it's, you know, Brock Lesnar makes a lot of sense, you know, to get that WrestleMania revenge, and perhaps, or maybe, you know, they have something completely off the wall in mind. I don't know of another character at this point that seems to be on Roman's level that would make a lot of sense, but maybe you have an idea.
Well, you're also looking for someone who's on Brock's level. Ambrose even seemed below Lesnar at WrestleMania. You want something that's going to be interesting for Brock. The only other thing I could think of for Brock is possibly Randy Orton. I could see being an opponent there just out of the blue. It's two guys who aren't around. If Orton's healthy by that point, I think that could be fun. You could go back to that Brock and Bray feud as well, but I don't think I do Randy Orton and Roman Reigns. Just, you know, throwing more of these top guys together. Bray Wyatt and Roman Reigns, I don't... Oh, God, please never go back to that. It just happened too many times. There are not a ton of guys for Roman to work with. And then you think about splitting the roster, it's probably too soon for a lot of kind of the quote-unquote dream matches that you might get. But again, this has to do with what they do with the actual world title. What is Roman... Is Roman Reigns in a title match at SummerSlam? Like, are you doing that? There's always Roman Reigns and John Cena to go to, but I kind of think that's more WrestleMania and less SummerSlam, and very much more John Cena is going to be tied up with AJ Styles until then. So now, where do you go? Like, what path does WWE blaze to get there? I think Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar is kind of the obvious match at that point. If Brock is around, and especially if Brock doesn't... if Brock is coming off of a hot UFC appearance, win or lose, I think it could be really fun. I will also say Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose, it's a program they haven't gone to much, and I think you could do a singles match there and move Seth into something else relatively easily.
Yeah, that's a valid approach. It really does depend on the brand split and which direction they go. I'd be surprised if AJ Styles and John Cena at SummerSlam wasn't for the world championship of a particular brand. If they split, if they keep the current world championship on Raw with whoever that, you know, champion happens to be, then perhaps if they create one for SmackDown, you know, and the inaugural, you know, tournament happens, or however they go about doing it, I would imagine that those two would be in the conversation to have a title match. But
that could be a fun first month of SmackDown TV as well, if they're going to crown a world champion, or Raw TV, either one, like do an 8-man tournament or something.
Right. And to lead to, you know, you can build a couple of feuds coming out of that tournament too. You know, if there's bad blood over, you know, cheating to win, or however you want to go about doing that. But there's a lot of ways to get to where you want to go. But the brand split offers a kind of a kink, because Reigns is going to be, you know, he's going to miss the draft. He's going to be likely drafted, you know, without ever appearing on television, and he's going to be drafted high on the list, even though he's been out for a month. And so it puts him in a rough spot. And so I think coming back as a heel, you know, if he's not involved in the main event at Battleground because they decide to do something else, and you know, he can get involved in that and have an effect on the outcome and sort of assert himself as his new character, or maybe he just competes and has the same effect. I really don't know which way they'll go, but come SummerSlam, I think Reigns is going to be, you know, he's going to be in a high profile match, whether that's for a championship or for, you know, with a special attraction like Lesnar, he's going to be in a good place. I don't think this suspension is going to derail him in any way, shape, or form.
Okay, weird and honest question. Do you think Roman Reigns is a number one or number two pick in the WWE draft?
Absolutely. He has to be.
Even with the drugs? Like, I guess I kind of wonder, when they're sitting around scripting the draft, and this is going to sound like stupid, silly draft talk, but honestly, does this hurt Roman Reigns' draft stock? Like, is it something where WWE feels okay going that far with Reigns? And I just kind of question that. I don't know if I'm right or wrong or whatever there, but I'm curious to see it.
I am too. I think it really depends on a lot of the information we don't have, which is the circumstances around what it was, and whether it was just a lapse in judgment, or whether it was a problem that he needs to go and get treatment for. You know, if he's lapsed into an addiction, and trust me, you know, those issues happen to even the best people. It's something that can happen to anybody at any time. So how they go about handling it. It's a first time suspension. Obviously, it's the 30-day one. You know, we've seen people in the past come back from these things and earn back trust very quickly, or have it not really you know, have an effect on their career at all. And then there's other people who it seems to, you know, cause them to lose all confidence in them. So I think they have too much invested in Roman Reigns, unless it was some egregious, you know, positive test where he knowingly took something that he knew was banned. I can't really see this having too much of a negative downturn on his career.
Yeah, I think Roman Reigns is going to be fine. And honestly, if this triggers a Roman Reigns heel run, Roman might be better for this. And that's a weird thing to say for a drug suspension. But I think that's as much Roman Reigns talk as either of us can stomach today. Just, you know, there's other stuff in wrestling and definitely like massive news, though. That was crazy on Tuesday afternoon when this broke. I'm still kind of stunned by it. Definitely a moment in wrestling this year, and this is a year. I mean, my God, Akira Tozawa is working for WWE tonight. This is a year with a lot of weird moments in wrestling, but that this one definitely it ranks up there. But Jake and I will be back tomorrow for .NET members to talk about more fun moments in wrestling. And yeah, have a good one, y'all. Thank you for listening to this ProWrestling.net podcast. For more, make sure to subscribe to the show on iTunes, hit us up with a rating, and tell your friends. Also, please check out the goodness of ProWrestling.net membership. Bye!